CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Spring is here, and once again, the Del Monte Garden Show is in full swing at your grocer's. You'll find wonderful food values blooming all over the store. Take your pick of delicious fruits, tender vegetables, refreshing juices, all with the famous Del Monte quality and flavor. It's time to stock up on your favorite Del Monte foods. So hurry to your grocer's and the Del Monte Spring Garden Show.
Come in.
I just heard about it. I bumped into Myra at the supermarket, and she said, did you know the Pipers had their house robbed? And I said, no.
Come in, sit down, back him out the kitchen. I'll make you some coffee. I meant to call you, Eleanor, but with all the excitement.
When did it happen?
Well, let's see. We got home from the family reunion Monday night. Tuesday. Tuesday night. We had car trouble up there. Couldn't start home until Tuesday morning. It's about 350 miles, you know, from Pike Lake.
I heard you had all your clothes stolen.
Oh, no. Mostly the silverware and my jewelry box.
Why, Myra said the burglars had backed the truck up to the door and just carted off all your furniture and your clothes.
Oh, no. Honestly, how stories get around.
Well, I saw your furniture wasn't taken when I walked in. And anyhow, I know Myra always exaggerates everything.
Oh, no.
But even so, to have anything stolen. My, doesn't it give you a funny feeling to know somebody was in here just prowling around?
Oh, does it? I should say. We apparently saw the burglar, you know.
No, you actually saw him?
Yes, we drove up. There he was at the front door. We figured out later he heard us coming. You know, flew out the front door and pretended to be somebody looking for somebody else's house, you know.
Did you know then that he was the burglar?
Oh, no, not then. Not then, Ellen. He asked where the Helbrights lived or somebody, and we said we didn't know, and off he went. Well, when we discovered the silverware gone and called the police, then we remembered this man had been carrying a sack of some sort, a white sack. You know what it was?
What?
A pillowcase. I have noticed one of the pillowcases was taken off one of the beds. One of my good percales.
Oh, isn't that a shame?
Oh, I was just sick. And the police, well, when they arrived, said that's what burglars do sometimes. Take a pillowcase to carry off the loot.
Well, put on some coffee and tell me all about it.
Get it, dear?
Yeah, I guess it sells itself.
Listen to me, I spent the day telling the story. People dropping in and the phone ringing.
Hello. 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 Yeah.
What?
Funny nobody answered. Just hung up the receiver.
Oh, isn't this funny? You think it was the burglar?
Oh, no. Why would he call up?
To see if we're home this evening or something.
What does he care? He got the silverware and the jewel box and my portable typewriter and heaven knows what else.
Well, we should have made a list of everything we had in case the fire set, just as the insurance man suggested.
Now, don't talk to me about the insurance man.
It's not his fault we aren't covered. Now, don't start that
again. Oh, I know. I probably didn't read our insurance policy very carefully. But as I said last night, how do you ever wade through all that fine print without a microscope? Just the same, I certainly thought we had more theft insurance than $300 on our silverware.
Yes.
I thought when you had a $3,000 policy on theft insurance, it included anything in your house that was stolen.
Well, now we know it doesn't with the type of policy we had.
Yeah,
he said
we know.
Explain it to you, dear. We should have had a separate theft insurance policy on silverware, jewelry, and furs.
All right, I know, but I'll tell you, I just don't seem to understand insurance, man. That's all. I really don't.
You know why? Mr. Reed explained something, and I can see you don't understand it any more than I do, but you don't want to ask questions because it will look as though you're stupid or something.
Oh.
No, it's true. I was telling Eleanor about it then. She said Fred is the same way.
Well, he is.
She said
stupid.
She is going to check on their insurance policies. I wonder who that was on the phone.
Huh? Oh, it's just probably a wrong number. I mean, you're just jumpy, that's all.
I guess so. Oh, Eleanor told me something else. She said...
I'll get it. Sit still. Hello. Oh. Yes, it is.
Who is it, dear?
What? You mean you caught him?
Oh, is it the police? They caught the burglar?
Well, Sheriff? Yes, I guess we could. Yeah, we'll have to get a babysitter. You know, we have two children. Hold on just a minute.
Is it the police?
The police, you know, that Lieutenant Doyle who was out here the other night.
Yes,
they've got several, suspects lined up, and they want us to come down and see if we can identify the burglar.
You mean we have to pick him out and say that's the one?
Yes, that's the... You think we can get a babysitter? Do you think we can get a babysitter?
Well,
it's
I'm
only
thinking.
8:30.
Yeah, well, I can try.
Hello. Yes, we'll try to get a babysitter and call you back. Okay.
Well, oh dear. Will they put him in jail at once if we say he's the one?
Well, I will have to prefer charges and let it go to trial.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Poor thing.
The poor thing?
Well, maybe there's some reason why he stole our silverware and things.
Yes.
Maybe he's married and couldn't get a job and has several children to feed. There's always some psychological reason why people steal. Maybe his father used to beat him. Maybe his mother deserted him.
Last 2 days, you've been screaming that you hope they catch him and send him to Devil's Island for life.
Why, I never said
any
such
you?
Thing. Besides, Devil's Island isn't...
All right, come on. See if we can dig up a babysitter. How about Sally Hutchinson?
What if the poor man does have starving children? And he only robbed our house to feed the poor little things, you know?
Will you stop feeling sorry for the burglar?
No.
He took our silverware, your ruby ring, your pearls.
I know, dear.
Not only that, but he made coffee and scrambled eggs and left the dirty dishes in the sink.
Yes, I forgot that. I'll get a babysitter right away.
Mrs. Piper? Miss Piper? Oh, you want to step this way?
Yes. Come on, honey.
It makes me nervous. I hate to identify anyone. Might make him mad. Supposing he breaks out of jail later on and sneaks back to our house to get even with us for some
Stop worrying.
All right, in here, please. Now, we have several suspects lined up. You see if you can identify the one you saw from this lineup. Now, people are often mistaken, and it's the fair way to judge by comparison.
Well, I wouldn't be mistaken, Inspector Doyle. I mean, I'd know him the minute I saw him again, wouldn't you, dear?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, yes.
Wilkins, we're ready. Bring them in up.
Oh, dear.
Now, there's nothing to worry about,
well,
Mrs. Piper. You can see them, but they can't see you.
Yes.
We'll be in the dark.
Yes, I know. It's just... Oh, dear.
Do you see him?
Well, I don't know yet.
Now, take a good look at all of them. You don't want to identify the wrong man.
No. Mm-hmm. Do you see him, dear?
Well, no, just a second.
Now, take your time. Take a good look at all of them.
Well, I know which one it is, don't you, dear?
Yes, I think so.
Now, take your time. You want to be sure of your identification.
Yes, well, Inspector, I don't need any more time. I know exactly which one it is. But it just gives me the funniest feeling to even see him again. We had just driven up, officer, you know, last Tuesday, and we saw this man apparently standing at our front door.
We told him all that the night of the robbery.
Well, I know, dear, but what I was leading up to was that this burglar has the kind of face, you know, you just can't forget.
You'll definitely see him up there in the line.
Oh, yes, I thought so the minute they started walking in. Now I'm sure.
Well, which one is it?
Second one from the left in the turtleneck sweater.
You're positive?
Oh, I'd know him anywhere. Just what I said. He's always got the kind of face you'd recognize instantly. Kind of a tight little, you know, mean mouth and those little shifty eyes.
Mr. Piper?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I just wanted to make sure before I said anything.
That's all right. I said take your time.
Yes, I did. I'm ready now. I'm ready. And I agree with my wife. It's the second one from the left. That's right, in the turtleneck sweater. The tough-looking one.
You're positive?
Oh, yes. No question about it. I'd know him anywhere.
Okay, Wilkins, that's all. Take him away. Mrs. Piper, Mr. Piper, now that you've positively identified the burglar, would you mind stepping back into my office this way?
What happens now?
Well, I don't know. I think we have to prefer charges.
Oh, dear. I hope it doesn't make the burglar mad.
Come on.
return to the couple next door in just a moment. When King Charles II of England wanted to have his royal mind amused and refreshed, he customarily went into the House of Peers to listen to the legislators' debates. Those debates, he often said, were as good as a comedy. Now, it's possible you might want to do as King Charles did, to pay a visit to your state legislatures, city councilors, some other such dignified body. Their deliberations might at times prove as good as a comedy. They might at other times prove a crashing bore. Well, I have a better idea, one that's surefire. Tune in every night, Monday through Friday, to CBS Radio's Evening Comedies. There, along with your favorite longtime favorites, Amos and Andy, you'll find humorist Andy Griffith, star of Broadway's musical hit Destry Rides Again, George Burns and Gracie Allen recreating their memorable vaudeville routines, and that zany pair of comedians, Bob and Ray, who bring to heel life's facts, fancies, fables, and foibles in wonderful comedy style. You'll find them all here, Monday through Friday, the evening sound of CBS Radio.
Sit down, Mrs. Piper. Mr. Piper.
Thank you.
Yes.
Now, you are both positive that the man you just identified in the lineup is the man you saw the night your house was robbed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. We just couldn't mistake him, officer.
No, same man, all right. I mean, there's no question about that.
You're both positive?
Well, oh, yes. I am, too. Yes,
well, then, I'm sure you'll be interested to learn that the man you identified as the burglar is Captain Folsom of the Homicide Squad.
No. Good heavens, isn't that terrible? Well, my husband has been saying for years this town ought to be cleaned up. Well, you were right, dear. Here's a policeman robbing houses. My goodness, officer. How did you ever catch him at it?
Dear, no.
What?
I mean, he didn't mean that.
Captain Folsom took a place in the lineup, Mrs. Piper, so you wouldn't make a mistake in identity. And I trust you see how important it is to make sure of your identifications before you make accusations.
I know the man in the turtleneck sweater is the man who was at our house. I know that.
How
did you
see? It's impossible.
It's impossible. I don't know how many times things have happened in this town, and you said yourself you wondered if the police weren't in cahoots with, you know, underworld.
Just joking, officer. You police are doing very fine job, and I'll appreciate anything you can do to catch the real burglar.
Well,
yes, come on, dear. It's late. Let's get on home, shall we? And thank you, officer. You've been very kind about all this. And good night. Good night, sir.
Good night. We'll call you if there's anything new.
Yes. Go on, dear. Well, go on. Good night, officer.
Well, why are you glaring at me? Made me mad. I think it's unfair to put policemen in a criminal lineup just to confuse you and make a fool out of you.
But he wasn't trying to make a fool out of you. He was showing us how an innocent man can be mistakenly identified and accused.
I'll tell you one thing. I still think it was the man in the turtleneck sweater.
Oh, yes, come on,
yes,
come on.
You can say all you like, yes.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Martin, speaking.